Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we perceive the innovative way of conveying intention through vivid images as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natchinai 114, written by Thol Kabilar. Set in the mountain country of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, conveying a hidden message to the man listening nearby. Venkodu kondu vial arai vaipavum, pachun kendi val uhir munakkavum, marhuduru pulavan chirukudi aravam vaihi ketu payandisine. அழிதோ தானே தோழி, அழ்கள் வந்தோன் மன்றக்குன்ற நாடன், துளிப்பெயல் பொறித்த புள்ளி தொல்கரை பொருதிரை நிவப்பின் வரும் யாரு அஞ்சுவள், ஈர்ங்குரல் உருமின் ஆர்களினல் ஏறு, பாம்பு கவின் அழிக்கும் ஓங்குவரை பொத்தி, மயின் மடப்பிடி இணைய கை ஊன்றுபு இழிதரு களிறு எரிந்தன்றே. The poem begins rather menacingly with the sight of an elephant's white tusks laid out, as reflected by the words Venkodu kondu. Dread builds up as we see Pachun kendi, meaning cutting up raw flesh. Loud noises can be heard with the sound of aravam. Words like payandisine and anjuval evoke a strong feeling of fear. Although thuli means only a drop now, thuli Payal indicates a downpour here, perhaps signifying a pile of raindrops pouring down. The quaint little term Tholkarai talks of an ancient show. It never fails to give me a thrill to see a word for ancient in 2000-year-old Sangam poetry. Alikkum and Ezhidharu speak of imminent danger, accentuated by the presence of Pambu, Pidi and Kaliru, referring to a snake, female elephant and male elephant respectively. Led by these glimpses, let's enter the expanse of the verse. The man and woman have been in a love relationship for a while and have been trysting by day and night with the help of the lady's confidant. The confidant, seeing the man arriving for his nightly tryst, talks to the lady, making sure the man's listening nearby. She says, "All day I have been worried, listening to the frenzy of our little village, reeking with the smell of raw flesh, talking endlessly about spreading out white tusks on wide rocks, cutting meat and tearing out sharp nails. Isn't it a sad state, my friend, for the man from the mountains who comes by at night? There's the terror of the river's high waves pounding against those ancient shows bearing marks of a heavy downpour. A downpour that roars with a wet voice and flashes down a thunderbolt, destroying the beauty of snakes. The thunderbolt crashing on the hill falls on a male elephant which has its trunk thrust out to help its young female climb up and strikes it dead." With these words, the confidant is revealing all the dangers surrounding the man as he tries with the lady and is subtly urging him to change his ways by seeking a formal union with the lady. Having seen the breadth of the verse, now let's dive into its depth. It's a poem rich in images, and each image tells stories many. First is the scene of white tusks laying about in the sun, chunky pieces of flesh being cut open and huge nails being torn from the skin. Tusks tell us that an elephant has been felled. Who did it? We still know not. But we take in the bold actions of the mountain folk in claiming the corpse of this elephant. Next, the confidant mentions that their narrow streets are reeking with the smell of flesh and talk of this huge event in their lives. With this, she conveys to the man that the village is alert and awake. Then she talks about the man from the mountains as if she does not realize he's around and says that it's a sad state of affairs for him. She then elaborates by talking about the heavy downpour that makes the river gush forth in full spate and dash against the banks that have existed since before their time. As if the gushing river was not fearsome enough, the rain sends lightning and thunder crashing down, which is said to destroy the beauty of snakes. A little note for us to understand that these ancient mountain folk saw snakes as beautiful and thunder as a threat to them. The confidant then moves to the final image of the poem, where before our eyes there stands a strong male elephant with its trunk held out to help a struggling female elephant climb, and in that moment lightning strikes the male elephant, ending its life. And now we understand that it's this elephant that's being taken apart by the ruthless mountain folk, as shown in the opening image of the poem. An ancient illustration of the modern non-linear screenplay. By bringing forth an elephant struck down by lightning, a snake shuddering under the sound of thunder, a river rushing to strike its banks, and the lady's kith and kin spreading the spoils of an elephant, the confidant fills the man's heart with fear. Instead of commanding, instructing, admonishing, by illustrating with images, the confidant brings out the character of the mountain country and its people, and with her words moves the man away from his path of danger. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do share your thoughts on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.